our data on nest numbers and things like that come from our network, which is made up of largely volunteers, public citizens, private citizens, collecting data across the state, and also cooperators at the state and federal parks. And they do all the hard work of counting and monitoring and making sure the nests are protected. And they deserve a lot of credit.
Right. And they're the ones walking the beach and counting nests and finding them, right?
That's right. And keeping track and handing the data over and, you know, interacting with the public on the beach, providing information, you know, creating awareness, things like that.
Now tell me what the nesting season looked like across coastal North Carolina this year.
So far this year, we've had 540 loggerhead sea turtle nests, 13 green turtle nests, and one Kemp's Ridley sea turtle nest.
How does that compare to the sea turtle nesting in recent years?
Well, we had our biggest year on record last year in 2013, when we had over 1,200 loggerhead nests laid in the state. But usually we get a pattern of up and down numbers, so we tend to get years that are high followed by years that are low.
I understand the number of sea turtle nests along the coast this year has dropped sharply from 4 years of increases. So is that concerning at all?
Well, so the average number of nests laid per year is about 750. So we're down about 30% off the average this year. But that's within the range of normal fluctuation. We are not that concerned. We were expecting there to be a low year because we did have 4 years of increasing numbers. And you always expect to have lower years following higher years.
Do sea turtles, do they just return to the same spot year after year, or do they search out other areas to make nests along the coast, or maybe even go into other states?
Yes, so they do both. We used to think that they would nest on the same beach that they were produced on, but it doesn't appear that they do that. They come back to the same area, but not necessarily the same exact beach. And based on some research that we've done in the past few years, we've seen some females be very faithful, come back to the same beach, maybe even within a mile or so each time, nesting in the same spot. And other turtles are less faithful. They might go to the beach one island over, or they might go five island overs, or they might go two states south down to Georgia. Both behaviors are observed in our sea turtles that nest here.
So could that be a contributing factor as to why the rate is 30% lower this year?
That's a possibility, although talking to colleagues in South Carolina and Georgia, they have also seen a decline this year relative to the past few years. But again, it's not something that we didn't expect. It's within the range of normal variation.
Matthew Godfrey is the sea turtle biologist with the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission. Thanks for speaking with us.
Sure, thank you.